This is the Best of North Sound 1 podcast.
Hey, this is Grant Thompson from Sunday Afternoons at North Sound 1, and thanks for checking out the Best of North Sound 1 podcast online at northsound1.com. Right, coming up this week, it's pretty much all of Greg's Eat at Breakfast. All the best bits from the show this week right here, including what happened when Ollie Murs came in to speak to Yaz. Now, Yaz kind of stood him up a little bit and made him wait about in reception. He was not happy. You can hear that interview in full here. And also on the show, let's kick off with what happens when the cleaner comes round on holiday. Do you clean up before the cleaner comes? Here's what happened on The Breakfast Show. Yaz certainly doesn't.
Let's see how many of us fall into this category, right? When you go away on your holidays, mm-hmm. or you book into a hotel room, next day, when the cleaner's going to be coming round and doing their rounds, do you, Yaz, do you tidy your room?
No. No.
6 in 10 people apparently would tidy their hotel room before the cleaner comes in.
My mum does that.
My mother's the same.
It's pride, and she just doesn't want people to think bad of her.
Is that all it is, do you think?
I think so, yeah. She's like house proud as well, which I'm not, so.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to leave any embarrassing things lying around.
No, yeah, clean that up.
I don't want people to think you're a filthy midden, oh, yeah. But my mother would actually, if she had the polish and duster there, she would go for it. Hello?
Good morning. I'm busy listening to you about your mum cleaning the hotel room. That would fit into the same as old ladies doing the housework before the home help comes, because they don't want them coming into a dirty house. Or sometimes it's because they want the company to sit down and have a cup of tea with them.
Oh, I see. Saves them a bit of time so they can sit down and have a wee chat.
Yeah.
How's your week been? Well, it's been pretty boring. I've had nothing to do because all these old people keep cleaning their houses. What's your name?
Julie.
Julie, have a great day, Julie.
I will do because I'm away home to bed.
Oh, just finished the night shift.
Yeah.
Yes. What does it do for a job?
I'm a nurse, Greg. See.
All right. So have you lifted a finger tonight?
Yes, I've been on the phone. Yeah.
I've been on the phone.
Thank you very much.
Sounds like you are.
No, I don't know about you, but I do genuinely always clean up before the cleaner comes. Just, I don't want them thinking that, you know, I live in a tip. So I always clean up before they come on holiday. This is the Best of North Sound 1 podcast online at northsound1.com. Hopefully you're doing all right. This is Grant Thompson here. Staying with the holiday theme, have you ever come back from holiday and maybe had something in your bags you shouldn't have? And I don't mean anything really dodgy. I mean something like a cockroach that you've smuggled back by accident. Now, this is what happened on North Sound News early on in the week. It wasn't in his luggage, it was in his bananas. It was a scorpion. Oh, here's what happened.
Joe was talking about this in the news.
And a man has been stung by a scorpion in Stonehaven. It happened as a shop worker was unpacking bananas from Columbia at the Farm Food supermarket. He managed to get the creature into an empty coffee jar and took it to hospital with him. The man's now recovering at home after spending the night at Aberdeen Royal Infirmary. That's the latest North Sound.
There he goes. Now that is, that's incredible, isn't it?
Mm, yeah. I've heard stories like that, you know, or you get like massive spiders as well.
Ugh.
Getting into this country.
Ooh. So you're in there, you're grabbing all these bananas and something snaps at your hand. Mm. Ah! I don't know what I'd do. He sounds like he was very calm about the whole thing, where he took the time to put it into a coffee jar and all sorts of things. Flipping out, I'd be panicking, I'd be running around screaming like a girl. Ah! Ah! And I think the last thing I'd be thinking of is, where can I find an empty coffee jar? So that guy, I tell you, this guy's got to be applauded. I don't think I could handle it at all.
No.
Although I've got to be honest, I have been stung once in Stonehaven. Really stung in Stonehaven. Was on the train, pulled into the station, and I just ordered a sandwich at the buffet. You've no idea how expensive that was.
You're listening to a download from North Sound 1. Listen again.
Thanks for checking out the Best of North Sound 1 podcast online at northsound1.com. And finally, it's a bit of a long one this, but it's definitely worth it. Ollie Murs came into the building during the week to speak to Yaz from The Breakfast Show, and Yaz being Yaz made Ollie Murs wait for her. He was not happy. Here's what happened.
Tuesday morning, Greg's at breakfast, and I get the pleasure of talking to the lovely Ollie Murs. How are you, Ollie? Apart from being very busy.
Except from you blowing me out this morning. I've been waiting around, sitting in reception. I've been waiting for you to call.
I'm sorry. I know. I never call when I promise.
I know.
So you are really busy. You're working on the X Factor. You've got a new single coming out, a new album.
Yes.
You're touring. So before we get on to the new tune, I just want to have a little chat with you because I thought, you know, I thought I'd get you because I've sort of got rid of Gregsy, my co-host, you know, for a little while. Just so it could be me and you, Ollie.
Just a bit of a one-on-one time.
Yeah, why not?
I don't mind.
Because I recently saw a photo of you performing with a bra in your hands, right? Are women doing the sort of Tom Jones thing and throwing underwear at you? If not, explain yourself, Mr. Mars.
Do you know what? Honestly, I was in Ibiza and I did a gig over there last week. And it was just for like the one night I went over there and it was really, really cool. But I just got so many bras and knickers thrown around. He's also got some pants.
Hard life pants.
But no, it was fun. It was good fun. I mean, like I say, I don't expect anything when I perform. I didn't expect that. So it was nice to be covered in knickers and bras.
I bet it was, yeah. So your new tune, My Heart Skips a Beat. I was looking at on how you sort of get inspiration for your songs.
I write about you, Jazz. Yes.
Did you? Oh, well, I was actually going to ask about your inspiration because I think, is it when your friends are like pouring their heart out to you, you thinking, great, this will be a fabulous song? Because
you do get
your inspiration from friends, don't you?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Well, the idea behind it was like, if you're, you know, if you're having a bit of a bad time with your girl and you can your girlfriend, you kind of like, it's not really going that well. You know, you always have that one song you can put on and it reminds you of what things used to be like.
Yeah.
Like, oh, do you remember when we did this moment?
Good times, it was
like, so come on, spin me around. I'm playing the song and I don't want to go home because every time you come this close, my heart skips a beat. Like, just nice to have this moment again together. So that's kind of the concept behind the song is that, you know, no matter how bad relationships can get, put the song on and you make my heart skip a beat.
And it features Rizzo Kicks, who or what is Rizzo Kicks? Because I thought you were maybe into rolling cigarettes when I read that. I'm like, what? Who is Rizzo Kicks?
Well, basically, one's Harley, one's Jordan, one sings, one raps, and they're from Brighton. They're two young lads, and if you haven't heard their songs, go and have a listen because they're really, really cool, different, and I love them. Good lads, and like I said, we put them on the song, and it's doing. You know, it's, so far the feedback's been great, and it's going to be out on the 21st of August. So I'm hoping that it does well.
And you've got the B-side on My Cloud. It's another new song. Now, you did write this along with Sam Preston and Mark Taylor, and I'm thinking Sam and Mark, not the same Sam and Mark I'm thinking
no,
of.
No. No.
Good.
No. Preston from The Ordinary Boys is a guy that was involved in the single Heart Skips a Beat and this single and On My Cloud. And On My Cloud, again, we actually did this song ages ago and we just felt it worked really, really well with a new single. So, yeah, that's basically about, you know, come join me on the cloud. You know, come join me where I'm having a great time. You should come and join me. I'm having a good time too. So that's kind of the vibe for that song as well. But it isn't like what the album's going to be like, just to stress to people, like, it is fun. I'm really enjoying it. The good vibe. But actually, the second single is completely different to the first single. So if you don't like the first single, then you're hopefully going to like the second single. But if you like the first single, then you probably won't like the second single. So whatever way, hopefully, the album's going to be for loads of different people. For the people who don't like the first single, there's going to be more songs like that and whatever. So, yeah.
How's the X Factor presenting come along, by the way?
It's going well. I've never done presenting before in my life, but it seems to be going well. Me and Caroline have getting on really, really well as well. There's a lot of fantastic contestants. The judges are brilliant. Do you know what? It's going to be a really exciting year. I'm very excited to be a part of it. Normally, I come back as an artist and sing. So that actually to be involved this year as a presenter, I'm looking forward to it and try and make the extra factor a success and take it back to where it was. I mean, last year I thought Connie did a fantastic job, but obviously the feedback from the fans and stuff, it wasn't as good as Holly. And so hopefully we can, me and Caroline can bring it back to its glory days.
I think you'll be great. And has Gary really been Mr. Nasty?
Yeah, do you know what? He has been.
Really? I find it really hard to believe.
He hasn't been that bad. I think it's just very constructive. I mean, people used to, you know, say that about Simon, but Simon was just being constructive.
Yeah.
If you're a bad singer, he's going to tell you.
You can always agree with what he said, sort of thing, didn't you?
Completely. I think Singer was like, oh, you shouldn't be, that's so horrible. You can't say that. But I think that, you know, Gary's, again, has just been very honest with people and saying, look, it wasn't a great audition. I don't think that you got the X Factor, I'm afraid.
You're talking far too fast.
But thanks for coming.
Now, you're working alongside Caroline, like you say, and I know you are a bit of a ladies' man because the last time you were on the show, Ollie, you were trying your chat up lines on me. You weren't trying to chat me up, but you were just sort of, you know, practicing them on me. Have they improved? Have they improved any?
What one did I use?
Oh, do you know what? I think it was something about Fred Flintstone.
Oh, really? Oh, you make my bed rock?
Yeah, it was that.
Oh, what about the one? Did you get this one? You know, you look like a parking ticket. You got fine written all over.
It was that one.
Oh, you know it was. Do you know how much a polar bear weighs?
No.
Enough to break the ice.
Oh, very good. Yes, they are getting better. Well, listen, before I let you go, who's your favourite Spice Girl? Or who was your favourite Spice Girl back in the day?
Mine was Posh.
Posh. And yeah, is it still the same?
Well, I was a massive Beckham fan. Yeah, I'm still a massive Posh fan. Yeah, I think she's hot. I don't know what it is. Everyone seems to have their odd, different opinions on Victoria Beckham, but she's a hottie.
She's a hottie. Oh, well, listen, thank you very much for your time, Ollie.
No, it's great to speak to you. And next time, can you make sure you call me a little bit earlier, please?
I will do.
So leave me hanging like this.
No, I don't like leaving people hanging. I'm so sorry. But listen, good luck with the single, good luck with the new album as well, and the tour and X Factor.
Oh, thank you. And you left your toothbrush at mine, so next time you pop round, can you make sure you pick it up?
Can I not just leave it there?
We can leave
it's
it there.
It's handier that way.
You haven't been round for a couple of months, so I've still got it, just so you know.
Okay, thank you.
Such a nice guy, Ollie Murray. You can listen to the full interview on the breakfast pages of NorthSound1.com. It's the best of NorthSound 1 podcast. Thanks for checking us out online at NorthSound1.com.
Listen again to what you've missed and access exclusive online-only content at NorthSound1.com/listen again.